John 5, from verse 8 to verse 18. And mind you, these are just brief discourses. I'm not expounding the text as fully as it deserves. Just thoughts on John. And in this short address, I want to concentrate on this point, the Sabbath. Jesus has cured this man at the pool. In the previous discourse, I concentrated on this. Do you want to get well? The man was cured. And from verse 8, I read this. Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. There's the cure. And then we read on. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." The man did not get involved in any argument about the Sabbath. He was not qualified, probably, he felt. And arguing with these Jews, probably important people among the Jews, the teachers and so on. He didn't argue. All he said was, but he replied, verse 11, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick up your mat and walk?" The man didn't know. Jesus had slipped away. But Jesus found him later in the temple and spoke to him, "Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you." The man, realizing, knowing now who it was, verse 15, the man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Verse 16, so because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, and making himself equal with God. In this discourse, I want to concentrate on this point, the Sabbath. In the following discourse, the next discourse, I will come back to calling himself God, equal with God, and so on. My Father and I, and so on. But in this discourse, the Sabbath. And this is no trivial matter. It's not just an incidental that it so happened that Jesus cured this man on the Sabbath. It's like an iceberg here. We're just seeing the tip. The 9/10 of the iceberg, the 9/10 of what's going on, lie beneath the surface. You have to put this with passages like Matthew 12, 1-14, Luke 5, 36, and on into chapter 6 of Luke, and other places in the Gospel. This is not merely an incidental. Jesus worked many miracles, curing people, like he did this man here at the pool, on the Sabbath day. And this riled the Jews. In fact, Jesus, I'm sure, was being deliberately provocative in doing these things on the Sabbath. In some of those passages I've referred to, you will find that it is expressly stated that Jesus challenged the Jews about being lawful or otherwise to cure on the Sabbath. It's the Sabbath that these people, the Jews, are so angry about. Look at verse 18. For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, not that he had broken the Sabbath, but he was breaking it. It was a continuous thing. He was ever about it. In his actions, in his teachings, in his miracles, he was breaking the Sabbath. This was the point here. Here was this man who had been a paralytic for 38 years, and he was now walking. But all the Jews could think of, all the Jews could refer to in verse 10 was, is the Sabbath and you're carrying your mat. No matter that somebody carried him to the pool on the Sabbath, no matter that somebody laid him there, that somebody saw to him there, no matter that he might have tried to scrabble to get into the pool on the Sabbath, the fact that he was carrying his mat. What about the cure, though? Interested in the technicalities of the Sabbath and missing the larger point of the Sabbath. But of course, the real point here is the old covenant and the new. If you look back at Luke 5:36, on into chapter 6, you will see this point is expressly made. Is the old wineskins bursting and the new wineskins needed for the new wine? Is the new covenant coming in? Christ is fulfilling the Sabbath. And he's saying by his actions that he is the Sabbath. The old covenant had its Sabbath, and the new covenant has its Sabbath. In the old covenant, it was a certain specified 24 hours of the week. In the new covenant, that Sabbath is the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here he is curing, saving sinners, working, as he says, and I will deal with that in the next discourse, working on the Sabbath, curing. And the illustration is saving. And the Jews hate him for it. And it's a festering hatred, it's a growing hatred. The Jews hated him even the more. For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder, verse 18, to kill him, because he was breaking the Sabbath as well, of course, as making himself equal with God. The old covenant was concerned with the externals, the technicalities, the rule. In the new covenant, we have commands, the law of Christ. But above all, we have Christ himself. And it's salvation. And it's joy. And it's everlasting joy. It's healing, it's curing. I'm not talking physically. These were signs and evidences. It is the spiritual salvation that is bound up in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the believer's Sabbath. He is all in all. What Jesus is doing here is fulfilling the old covenant, rendering it obsolete, and bringing in the new. And what a difference. In the old covenant, the Sabbath was a day, 24 hours in the week, with its rules and regulations. In the new covenant, it is Christ, an everlasting salvation in him. Matthew 11, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hebrews 3:4, Christ is our rest. He is our Sabbath. Believer, this is so. Rejoice in it. This is not saying a word about the Lord's Day. This is talking about the fulfillment of the symbol of the Sabbath, brought to its fruition and fulfillment, and its goal and its purpose and its end in the person, the merit, the work, the office of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unbeliever, what are you desperately interested in? What's your religious experience? What's your hope? What's your way? What's your way of going on in religion? Do you know Christ and his everlasting salvation? Have you found him and found your all in him? Jesus is all in all. That's what this passage is saying. There are those who prefer the husks, the externals of the old covenant, the old wineskin. Have you been brought to see the glories of the new covenant, bound up, centered in, found in the Lord Jesus Christ? I hope indeed you know him as your Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ as your Sabbath.